Blog this is Talk comedian. Radio.
This is comedian Organic OK. You're listening to comedian Organic OK. So this program, what we're going to do, I'm going to change some things on this program, keep this program organic as possible. And one of the things that must be done, so in the future, we won't have no fragments of cross-contamination embedded in the actual batter. As I create these platforms, as I travel to different parts of the nation to actually create these platforms in regards to community, business, and platforms of those capacities, as I actually do stand-up, as I clean up the illegal dumping, and making sure that cross-contamination doesn't hit my spirit, doesn't hit my journey, doesn't hit my intellect property, doesn't hit my creativity. I've been reaching out to other businesses, other community platform, other setups to talk about, yes, how am I introducing this actual platform or cleaning up in the community and making this community platform as another altitude for another vision, for another experience that people have not hit yet. So that's my task. Between this year and next year, it's the task to make this more transparent for people, those that want to be involved with actually allowing me to actually come and bless their actual community with the actual organic platform, extend my actual resources, extend my actual commitment, extend my actual experiences. You know, these things that's being created, making sure on a bigger scale, these things can actually be experienced from an organic standpoint. And that's my thing. I noticed one of the things. Also, too, I'd like to say thank all those people out there that have been supporting me as being comedian, organic, okay. And, you know, these things that I push different platforms. Right now, I technically operate 4 shows, and I do a couple of cameos on a couple of different shows. One of the shows I do that's on Mondays, we actually changing that from every week to doing it once a month. It's called The Coon in Front of the Microphone, and that's going to be done Mondays and Tuesdays for the most part, once a month. Then we have We Can't Find You, But We Find Ourselves. That is Talk Dude, Comedian Talk Dude, and that's done on Wednesday. And we got that going to be once a month, too. Only thing that's going to be every week is these platforms as, you know, Comedian Organic, okay. That's going to be Fridays and then Saturdays. Another thing, too, I have to talk about seeing the change from the past, being the change for the future. That's Thursdays. And then Saturday is satisfying the greatness within you. That's Saturdays. And then Sundays is organic pimping through the ingredients, it bodies my soul. And that's on Sundays. And see, I think one of the things within the platform, just to give us a little interior about that. I'm so busy trying to defend what the actual platform is not. For those, in my experience of being organic, I can tell you some things that I have experienced. It's about quality and quantity. And it's a thing that I'm going to give you guys a little drop about this other thing I'm going to tell you about. One of the things that I tell people this, I said it's 2 people, right? People say, well, you mean 2 types of people? Now, in my experience, I said 2 people. Why I say 2 people? Because these are 2 people. The types can be relatively to the experience. As you experience these things, if someone give you ingredients of cuisines that can be excellent to another level that you're experienced, it's foreign to you on the way they're cooking it until you taste it. Once you taste these dishes that you truly enjoy, you never have experienced this, you will be so closed-minded. And that's why you live so long to not find so many things that you truly are enjoying more than the thing that you think you're enjoying. That's one of my things. the things that I come up with, the creation, the way I explain the things, is not always the way that I know it can be explained, because it's my creation. It's not lacking the quantity. It's lacking the quality that people don't have in explaining what I'm talking about. So when I say, yes, there's two people, and I always say, in most cases, very seldom I say two people. I say two types of people. When people don't get the things I'm telling you, if I'm experiencing something that you need to have, if I'm understanding you're lacking this, and this is what you need, and you are so caught up and said, who says you're right? Who gives you, who made you this and this and this? See, right there, that's cross contamination. I've got to the altitude in this experience in this life and where I'm at, not from the contamination of exploiting people or looking at people downfalls to take advantage of them. I'm looking at, oh, you're at this part. Oh, you, societies have explaining you. Oh, you're not supposed to win. Oh, you really supposed to lose. And I said, oh, this is so friendly to me. And then giving people another experience and recharging what they have, looking at their harvest, looking at compost, and come back and give them successful results. That's what I'm looking at. And that's what I will enjoy doing. But now, it's another thing, as somebody seeing me change my life, and they try to make me cross-contaminated for the experience just as a self. Because one of the things that I see, one of the things that people truly try to present to me is how I should be always conscious of the contamination, as that is the boogeyman that I should be holding on to, one of those statues that I should be representation to what have been destroying people that have uniforms, have tattoos that look like my skin complexion, should be carrying. I should be saying certain things because it's not appropriate for those that are keeping this narrative, keeping me and people that should look like me and should talk like me quiet because they're so fearful what people may do, what people may pit into the actual setting. When people, you look at time and history, you find so many people and you see them in the same conditioning, but how many people have that destroyed that was in the wealth of changing that whole outcome for a collective amount of people? Because they're dealing with certain groups of people, those people trying to contaminate the whole cross-contamination heritage of these things. You got to look at why are so many people that you come across that are locked into this narrative of oppression, but you see they're oppressed in a different setting. They're the most healthiest, contaminated, non-successful people you're ever going to meet. And you see people that are the most unhealthiest, successful people you ever meet. You're like, what is this about? Why are these people right here are so successful and they ain't got nothing? You hear some people that got everything that's supposed to be what you have, that's healthy, and they ain't got nothing. So what are you really telling me? You telling people that living and having a certain food lifestyle and they're eating from a different part of healthiness, there's no contamination in their food, and these things are in place, and these things they've been conditioned, oh, this is the best food, this is the best understanding. This is not what life is about. It's something people been since the beginning of the greatness of appetite. They have been so conditioned to see the successful effort, the successful result. You see people. Now, this is the thing. Where is the community at? One of the things that I'm looking at is how to stay consistent, where consistency within something and the experience of others are trying to, in a sense, trying to pollute you. Now, within my platform, when I created this, what I did. When I was creating something, I was always representing what is needed for that actual platform. I said, listen to this. I must understand as I grow, I must do different, and I must understand as the harvest become better. I must understand how the fruit tree grow. How the fruit tree bear fruit? What kind of fruit tree is this? Now, it's fruit tree to take years for fruit to be actually developing. Imagine that process. Imagine if you are hungry and you're looking for that fruit tree and it haven't grown. And you're just looking at this, this tree and this piece of, I mean, this is just wood. What is this? And you, once you understand the steps to what you're doing, when you see people that are able to come into your life and make you successful, so simple that you question their success over your own success. It's like, this person's successful, but you question their success, but you ain't question your unsuccessful effort. What are you doing that's unsuccessful? Then you want to sit there and try to traumatize the growth of success, because the way it is successful is not the way your approach. Now, you can look at your success. If we look at real life, right? We got people that did everything that should have right, because it was not the right thing within the essence of what's needed. It appears to be something that's not successful for the reason it's not successful. Then we have people that do things all wrong that we say, oh, that's not successful. And you look at all these other people that did the same thing and wasn't successful. So if it's just based on people doing things that you say that's not right, and that's the reason why they're only successful, then everybody would have did that and been successful, and that's not the case. It's things that they're doing within the harvest where it's a wealth and it's an actual another level of where this person's integrity. You see a lot of people that's successful in different levels of success, and they figure out what is working right, and you got to think about how their mindset to get over all the opposition that's been pit and locked and pulling down, as this is a system that's always creating all different aspects, right? And in my aspect of representing what I'm doing, one of the things that I enjoyed doing was always, how can I make so many people that wasn't in the actual conversation, wasn't in that setup to be successful, how can I change that? How can I change this mindset of what we have? How did I come in with this appetite of contaminated harvest? How do I clean this? How do I clean this for my people that actually been here before and then getting the lost directions to go somewhere where they're the main attraction, and they're being pushed through this and being exhausted, being undermined, and saying, wow, you don't learn this. You didn't learn how to talk this way. This has never been a conversation. You're trying to make the wrong instructions, the wrong direction, the wrong purpose to the people that truly in business are meant to be the harvest digesting of the success. I must listen to this some point in time, because I know it said something to myself that meant something more. Now, we're at 7:16 p.m., and you're talking to and listening to and possibly seeing on the internet. I'm not sure how you're going about doing it. It's just, I want you to imagine me, the ability of where I'm going into your harvest to assist things in your life. What am I truly doing? I may be turning on something in your life so you can truly be in line and be a part of your business, be a part of these things. Now, as I get an understanding misconstrued, within this community, within the platform, I'm not talking about you coming and picking my brain and trying to steal ideas that I'm creating. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, too, is don't take you went to school, got a degree, and what you're doing not successful, and then come across someone like myself that's giving you some ideas and not even credited them until your success, saying because they ain't got degrees. That's what happened. I've worked with different types of platforms and organizations. They're going to tell me because you don't have a degree, so you're not supposed to get paid. That's contaminated. That's not success. And I'm listening to them. I'm saying, do you realize time I was a teenager, 15 years old, all y'all telling me this, I made more successful things. I've made more successful ventures. I've made more impactful moments in people's success up to being 15 than you've did in your whole successful aspect and going through your opposition in your life. And you challenged me And that's one of my hardest moments of speaking, of speaking moments, is to speak where people are trying to traumatize success, trying to take away the harvest, trying to take out the actual life habits that makes the success in the line into the momentum of the direction that fuels our entire purpose. And to me, community and business and success is different levels. As I travel and I see different people and I'm seeing things in the background, I'm seeing things behind these things, and I'm saying this right here is so much conflicted with the healthiness of someone just wants this life. You gotta realize so many people that's been isolated because the life investments that have not paid out to the moving forward. You got to think about when you see this gifted child, this gifted girl, this gifted young man, this gifted young woman, this is something that you have to appreciate as a birthday party. It's a birth moment of success that's through the castration of things that's been left. That is a harvest of compost that's been bringing this harvest of moving forward in life. When she's going to look like me, especially speaking me of the world, if someone look like me that has a desire and has the momentum and so sincere to not be castrated and not be pushed, they try to push me in the wrong department of success so they can see someone like me so they can pass away and be in the narrow part of not being successful. Always running against things that are successful, running it off the table. That means people run away from you because you're unsuccessful. And it's got nothing to do, see, you think it's, oh, this person is don't got a place to stay, or this person is unattractive. See, I've seen so many are unattractive as it's standing there successful like a mannequin in the store. And you seeing somebody that's probably attractive, but they almost like stuff that's trying to get out the store that's been clearance, and it's everyone trampling over this stuff because it's so unvaluable to the moment of where the investment is, and this is it is trash. And once we understand the true investment and the true harvest was success, look, people that's so meaningful, and they're standing there like a business that live for you to be successful, for them to thrive. That's why they're so invested. And you see things like homes and estates and places where they're truly moving forward in a place where you never have directions to understand. And that's the same lostness in time where people truly was the important part lost. Traveling, finding more adventure moments, seeing things, finding more meaning, seeing the world move them through, float them up the plasma of greatness where the blood and sweat and tears can truly be cleansed and be hydrated correctly. Because once they say, this is the thing that I have to correct, what I'm hearing, they say, you're thirsty. Now, last time I checked, when a person said they're thirsty, they are dehydrated. They already need it. But they're supposed to say to their thirsty, you're not, man, you just, if the person is dehydrated, that's before they even get there. And we talk about business, right? We say, don't hate the player, hate the game. In business, hating the game is the whole resource of creating another game. We can't even respect the game because it's been created to another game and it's already connected with cross-contaminated. But we hate the individual. Like, we talk about this, and a lot of people get, you know, they get considered as community terrorizing, or when they say, oh, forget the city, or forget that state, or forget that place, and then these particular people, as it happens, I've seen it many times. They come to this town, they come to this state, they come to this, you know, the city, and they get trampled on by people that come to the event just to run them over. They're like, they don't care how big in power they are. They mad because how they talk about their city, how they talk about where they from. Or they come there and fighting people and wearing colors that is considered a conflict for the people that represent the area. So they trample over them again because they're wearing the wrong colors. And this person have been the town, the city, the state, possibly different countries, never have, went to the worst parts sometimes of the world, so they're, you know, third world setups. Nothing happened to them there where it's the worst, they say. And they come to where the city, where they think that, oh, this is going to be a good business deal, and guess what happens? You ever imagine if somebody truly wanted to kill the greatness in the harvest, and the first thing they started with is the root, and they put poison that would kill the root from ever growing back, and then pitting the harvest that fall over, pitting, let it fall right over into a fire. If you were supposed to grow from a smell of harvest, what you would get? You get a heated, burnt, nasty smell. Things be, all this fog and all these things you'd be seeing. And you wouldn't be knowing where to get something from to eat. And if you're too close to that fire, the fire would burn you up. And these are the things that people are doing. People are laying down and being dropped down to the ground. They're allowing people to become poison to their own existence. And then after that, they're another level. They're locked inside of a cement setup that's inside, they're inside of another container. And this is where their days and time has been left at. And they got outfits that now they're dust. It's dusty. It's things that happen to that. Now, that's the last thing that's supposed to happen to them. And things are just going to fade away. We have created this system. Me, personally speaking, I know it's different evil moments that people have been living up on top of, partnering evil and trying to condition you to actually have this connection to that. When you've seen all the things in your life that shows you this is not the way. But this person has got your desire. They got your desire to push you up in this. Think about how much things they took out of you while they connected you to this. How many things from you that's been lost in evil? Now, you say, what does that have to do with community and business and these things? One of the things, this is connected to business. Because when I see different business, I'm originally from Richmond, California. That's where I originated from, that city. As I talk to people, not even knowing who I am as a public figure, as I've been doing things, as I've volunteered for thousands of different types of business platforms, thousands. I've donated my time for so many thousands of type of business at an adolescent where I wasn't even instructed to do these things. I did it because I said, oh, they needed help. Oh, I helped them set up. I did a movie. Help with this, help with that, help with that, as a young guy. And as I came across different types of people, and people said, oh, they can't pay their rent. As an adolescent, having people pay for their rent. Oh, they don't have credit. As an adolescent, as I became a young adult, letting people put their name on my actual credit, messing my credit. Keep doing it, moving for people that I should have no connection to, had no caring moments about these people based on my actual past experience of how it looked. Doing anything throughout the opposition, people denied me the experience to success from their dividing cultural elements of capitalism. of seeing someone look like me and throwing that profession my direction. And me still helping people, I've helped more people in more different cultures and more different setups than I can ever admit to doing. And people still look at me as I'm just a visitor. I've been always inheriting in more greater moments. People can never tell me because they're one person that they own a religion, they own the culture. They don't own those things. These things been before they was born. And once you understand it's a bigger picture to a bigger direction, to a bigger outcome, and to a bigger real life evolving moment, you'll see people young, old, and you see all these amazing things. If you are lucky enough to have this wealth come to you and want to invest in you, that's a special moment to have someone young truly connect to you, and you don't see how big they are because they're bigger than your vision. They're connected bigger than your outcome. My name is Comedian Organic OK, and thank everyone for paying attention to your vision. Take care.